It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is truculent, also pronounced truculent, and spelled T-R-U-C-U-L-E-N-T. Truculent is an adjective that means aggressively self-assertive, belligerent. It can also mean scathingly harsh, vitriolic, or feeling or displaying ferocity, cruel, or savage. It can also mean deadly or destructive. Here's an example of the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Parul Segal. We encounter the novel not as a relic encrusted with renown and analysis, much revered and much handled, but in all its freshness and truculent refusal of fiction's tropes. The word truculent derives from truculentus, a form of the Latin adjective trux, meaning savage. It's been used in English since the 16th century to describe people or things that are cruel and ferocious, such as tyrannical leaders, and has also come to mean deadly or destructive, as in a truculent disease. In current use, however, it has lost much of its etymological fierceness. It now frequently serves to describe speech or writing that is notably harsh, as in truculent criticism, or a person who is notably self-assertive and surly, as in a truculent schoolboy. Some usage commentators have criticized these extended uses because they do not match the savagery of the word's original sense, but they are well established and perfectly standard. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.